Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, say, how are you today, boys and girls? You feeling hippity-skippity and ready for some fun with Happy Hank? All right, then. How about starting off with a great big laugh? Now, come on, let's all laugh together good and loud. Ready? One, two, three, laugh. Oh, that's fine. Yes, sir, makes us all feel better. You know, if you'll always keep a smile on your face, everybody will like you. Whenever you're sad or feel like crying, you just go up to a mirror and look at your face. Oh, boy, you'll laugh because you look so funny. Now, I think we ought to have a song. What would you like to sing? Oh, hey there now, don't everybody talk at once. I know, let's sing one of our favorites, the one about Billy Boy. That's a dandy song, and here we go. Oh, where have you been, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Oh, where have you been, charming Billy? I have been to seek a wife, she's the joy of my life. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. Well, look who just came in.
Well, hello there, Happy Hank, and hi there, boys and girls.
Well, you know, boys and girls, Squeaky is my little pal. He helps me a lot, and I think he's a fine little fellow.
Well, thanks, Happy Hank, and I think you're a fine big fellow.
Well, thank you, Squeaky. Uh-oh, here comes Popcorn, our little dog pal. Well, hello there, Popcorn. Well, Popcorn says he thinks we're both fine fellows.
Well, it seems to me like everybody's thanking everybody today.
Well, that's good. That means that we're all friends. Hey, I just hope that all the boys and girls think we're fine fellows, too. How about it, boys and girls, huh? Oh, that's good. Oh, say.
Well, what's the joke, Happy Hank?
Well, I was just noticing that loud red shirt you have on. My goodness, a red shirt with a yellow airplane on the pocket.
Well, sure. I'm going for a ride in an airplane today, so I bought this shirt just special for the trip. Do you like it?
Well, sure. But I'll need sunglasses if I keep looking at it. Oh, Popcorn says you'd better keep away from any bulls.
Oh, I'm not going on a farm. I'm just going for a plane ride.
Yes, but suppose your plane has to make a forced landing, and suppose you land right in a pasture where there's a big bull waiting for you. And when he sees that red shirt...
Oh, don't you worry. I'm not scared. I know what to do.
Well, what will you do, Squeaky?
Well, you see this yellow airplane on the pocket of my shirt?
Well, yes.
Well, if I see a bull coming, I'll jump into this yellow plane on my pocket and fly away. You get it?
Well, yeah, sure, I get it. Well, Popcorn says that story is a plane lie, an airplane lie. That's right, Popcorn.
Oh, boy, is that corny. You know why Popcorn is like an airplane?
No, why is Popcorn like an airplane?
Well, because he has a tail and flies. He has a tail and he has flies in the summertime. You get it?
Seems to me like we've got a lot of corn around here today. Well, say, we're having fun, boys and girls, and speaking about airplanes, I have a new song about an airplane. Would you like to hear it? All right, now listen to the song about the airplane. An airplane must have lots of fun as it goes round and round and looks at all the boys and girls that it sees on the ground. I wouldn't be an airplane, no matter how it goes, 'cause I'd hate to have that big propeller whirling on my nose. Oh, boy, would we look funny if we had propellers on our noses. Oh, by the way, did you ever hear the story about the baby plane who thought he was a bird? You didn't? Well, now you just listen. There was once a mama plane and a papa plane and a little baby plane out at the airport. Now, the papa plane was big and had four big engines that roared like a big bomber. Listen. And the mama plane had two motors, you know, like the airliners that you see flying overhead. And she flew high up into the air. Listen. And the baby plane had only one engine, and he was just learning how to fly. Listen. Well, one day the baby plane was standing out on the field, and he looked up in the air, and he saw a bird flying around in the sky. Well, the bird flew up and down and around in circles and seemed to be having so much fun. So the baby plane said to himself, Gee, I wish I could fly like that bird. That's fun. So the baby plane twisted his nose and made the propeller go real fast. And before you could say Jack Robinson, he was off the ground and up in the air. Well, he flew after the bird, and when the bird flew low, the baby plane flew low. And when the bird went high, the baby plane flew high. And he circled around just like the bird. And then suddenly, he saw the bird fly down and light in a tree. So what do you think? Yes, sir, that foolish little baby plane turned off his motor and flew down and tried to land in the same tree. Crash! Oh, boy, was he surprised when he hit the tree. Well, lucky for him, the branches held him up in the air, but he hit his nose against the tree trunk and broke his propeller. And the little bird stood on the top branch and just laughed and laughed. Serves you right, said the bird. You thought you were a bird, but I think you're a cuckoo bird. Well, the men came out and rescued the baby plane and took him back to the hangar and put a new propeller on his nose. And soon the baby plane was able to fly again with the mama and papa planes.
Oh, boy, Happy Hank, that's a swell story. That baby plane was sure a cuckoo, all right.
Yes, sir, that's right, Squeaky. And that reminds me of a riddle. Now listen, boys and girls, here's our riddle for today. What has a nose and can't breathe? What has a nose and can't breathe? Now, you put on your thinking caps, and if you don't figure out the answer, I'll tell you at the end of our program today. But right now, it's time for our new slogan song, and it's a dandy. I will not tell a fib. Now, you know what a fib is. A fib is a lie. So when you don't tell the truth, that means that you've told a fib. All right, now, I know that all you boys and girls will always tell the truth, but if you kind of forget sometimes, you think about this song. Listen. No matter what the cause may be, I will not tell a fib. I'll be as straight as I can be, I will not tell a fib. If mother asks the things I've done, I'll tell them to her everyone. I'll be just like George Washington, I will not tell a fib. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, the boys had finally found the desert hotel in Ghost Town. They heard footsteps coming down the street, and since the door to the old hotel was open, they jumped inside to hide. Well, when the footsteps passed, Squeaky wanted to look around and see what they could find out about the old hotel, but Sputters thought they ought to get back to the plane so they would be there when the sheriff arrived, especially since they heard a very mysterious sound in the hotel. Well, Sputters is beginning to think that Rocket was right and that there really are ghosts in Ghost Town, but as the scene opens today, Squeaky is trying to get him to stay and investigate. Listen.
Now, wait a minute, Sputters. It will take the sheriff a long time to get here. We ought to look around first and have something to tell him when he does get here.
No, sir, I don't want to look around. I'm beginning to believe that Rocket was right about ghosts. This place is spooky.
Oh, my goodness. I hope you don't believe that...
Hey, he listened. Did you hear that?
Well, I tell you, there's something here that I don't like. I'm going.
Oh, Sputters, that was just an old owl somewhere. Didn't you ever hear an owl hoot before? It won't hurt you.
Huh? Well, now since you mention it, I guess that was an owl. Yeah, but that wasn't an owl. No, sir, I'm leaving.
Oh, that was just the wind blowing one of those old shutters on the window. I tell you, Sputters, we're just about to find out something about Black Tom and his gang. Turn on your flashlight.
Well, all right then, okay. There it is.
Oh, boy, just look at this place. This is the lobby of the old hotel. But it certainly is in bad shape. Chairs all broken, dust all over everything, and... Hey, look, Sputters, there's another door over there.
Yes, sir, and look at that doorknob. There's not a bit of dust on that doorknob, and everything else in here is covered with dust. Somebody has been using that room and rubbed all the dust off the doorknob.
Say, I wonder if that's the door that the key that Rocket found fits.
Hey, now you got something. Let's try it. I got the key in my pocket. Wait just a minute now. Now, here it is. Now, come on, and I'll try to unlock the door.
Well, now, take it easy now, Sputters. Take it easy. Say, you're shaking too much to open it. Now, give me the key.
Well, I'm not scared, but I'm just excited. Hey, what if... Hey, Squeaky. Listen. I heard something on the other side of that door.
Are you sure? Let me listen.
He says, yes, sir. Hear it?
Sputters, you're right. There's someone or something on the other side of that door.
Yeah, and there's someone on this side of that door that's leaving, and it's me. Come on, Squeaky, let's get out of here.
Now, wait a minute, Sputters. whatever it was that's moving and making that noise in there is still now. I'm going to try to open the door.
Don't you do it, Squeaky. You don't know what kind of trouble might be in there for you. Come on, let's go back to the plane and wait for the sheriff and reinforcements.
No, Sputters. Wait.
Well, Sputters doesn't want to find out what's on the other side of the door. I wonder what it is. Is it dangerous for the boys? Say, you be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, say, boys and girls, how are you coming along with the riddle answer, huh? Have you got it yet? Well, you keep trying, and I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program. But right now, it's time for birthdays. Wait till I turn on my magic electric eye. Oh, boy, hear that buzz? Well, that means it's really working. Now let's have the hands of all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Stick them way up high. Oh, boy, just look. So many wonderful birthdays. 19, 27, 30. Oh, I couldn't count them all. But that's super fine. Now put your hands down. Now let's make our birthday wishes. You make your wish when I make mine. Ready? All right. I wish that... Now, I got mine. Got your wish? Don't tell anybody. All right, now let's all blow out the candles on our big birthday cake. Are you ready? One, two, three, blow. Hey, that's good. All the candles are out, and that means your wishes will come true. And now we'll sing the birthday song. Everybody ready? Open up your mouth, and here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. Did you get it? What has a nose and can't breathe? Well, the answer is an airplane. Now, you be good. Be careful. And smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.